And welcome to the Taylor Report, CIUT 89.5 FM. I'm Phil Taylor, and Phil Connon is here. How are you doing, Phil?
Good afternoon, Phil.
Today we're going to be talking to Marceline Duamungu, and she is with the International Network of Women for Democracy and Peace, and she has taken up the cause, and she and her allies and friends have taken up the cause of Victoire Ingabire, who is imprisoned in Rwanda, has just in December 2012 received, 2013, received a 15-year sentence for trying to form a party and run for office. A little later in the program, we'll also be talking with Fred Jerome. And Fred Jerome is the author of three books on Albert Einstein, one called The Einstein File, about the J. Edgar Hoover's problem with the theory of relativity. And the second book was Einstein on Race and Racism, a terrific study. And a third book, really quite I wish more people would be looking at it now, Einstein on Israel and Zionism. What's good, important about that book, in my opinion, is that it's a book of letters and essays and comments, interviews that Einstein gave over the years. He followed matters very closely in the Jewish community internationally, and he was very concerned about the outlook of the leadership, and he did his best to be of help. At any rate, that will be Fred Jerome. Now we're joined by Marceline Duamungu. Are you there, Marceline?
Yes, I'm there.
Hi, how are you?
Fine, thank you. And you?
I'm doing well. We're very cold. Are you cold in Brussels?
Yes, I am in Brussels.
And is it how's the weather? Because we are really cold.
Oh, here it is a bit strange. We didn't have a cold winter.
Oh.
I think that tomorrow we have around 10 degrees.
Oh, well, we envy you. So good.
Yeah.
You're comfortable.
So you're welcome. Welcome in Belgium.
Yes, thank you. Now, You are with the International Network of Women for Democracy and Peace, and you have focused your activity around the situation of Victoire Ingabire, who was in December of 2013 was sentenced to 15 years in prison for trying to form a political party and run for office. Now, you have an important event coming up, I want to make sure we start off and the people just know about it. International Women's Day is coming on March the 8th, and you're going to do something special on that date, are you not?
Yes. That will be the third time that we organize the presentation of the award dedicated to her. Mm-hmm. That is the Victoire Ingabire Umuhoza Award for Democracy and Peace. Mm-hmm. It was created in 2011 by our organization, and then it was awarded for the first time in 2012, 2013, and then this time it will be the third time.
Mm-hmm. And where will that be, by the way? Is it going to be in Brussels? Where will this take place?
It will take place in Brussels, and if you can go to our website, you can get the address. But I can recall that we have got three chapters of our organization, one in Canada, one in Belgium, and one in the Netherlands. But for practical logistic problems, all these ceremonies have taken place in Belgium.
I see.
And we hope that next year we come to Canada.
I think you should. I notice there's a website, jambonews.net, that is announcing your events and telling the story of Victoire Ingabire, and they've organized some public meetings as well. As a matter of fact, I believe on that site, people like yourself can be seen speaking out on the subject of Victoire. By the way, could you just remind us? She is the chairman of FDU in Kingi. What is that organization?
FDU is These United Democratic Forces in Kingi was a reunion of three political parties. There were three political parties which decided to come together and form the United Democratic Forces in Kingi. So she is the chairperson of that political union.
Mm-hmm.
And
now she was in a previous interview we underlined something that people need to know. She was she had returned as the chairman of FDU in Kingi and announced her intention to form a political party and to, of course, challenge the Paul Kagame's leadership in of Rwanda. By the way, she had people should appreciate her. She had a detailed campaign issues that she and matters that her party is raising, and quite sophisticated points, I thought. And however, when she began to become get public attention, she was arrested and eventually convicted on two charges, I believe. Maybe you could tell us what are the charges that they convicted her for?
In fact, when she arrived there, I can recall that in Rwanda now, people are fearful. Mm-hmm. They don't talk easily. So I can recall also that she had already spent 16 years in the Netherlands, so I can say that the democratic way of thinking was in her. So when she arrived there, she said things that can't be said there. So the government said that she was trying to raise people against the government, because only when she arrived there, she said that all what happened in Rwanda, all the people who have done bad things in the genocide on both sides, mm-hmm. because you know there is the mm-hmm. Tutsi side and the Hutu side. Mm-hmm. Now the Hutu side was dealt with in the International Criminal Tribunal in Arusha.
Yes.
So she asked that the other side also answer the charges which are against her, against it. Sorry.
Mm-hmm.
And then the government didn't want to hear that, so she was put she was put in prison, and now she's still there, and mm-hmm. she has to pass her 15 years inside the prison.
Yes,
and then and for us women who live, the majority of our members come from Africa,
mm-hmm.
the region of the Great Lakes region, and we say that we have the chance to speak out and to tell people what is happening there. So when she went there and when she started getting trouble, we say that it is in our duty to help her, because she is very courageous. She is the first woman to head a political organization in our country, mm-hmm. because some years ago, men, I don't know if I can say that, used to leave women to their saucepans and mm-hmm. nothing else. So she was very courageous to do what she did, and our organization decided to help her,
mm-hmm.
or in whatever manner we can do.
Yeah. Again, we're speaking to Marceline, and of the, make sure I get the name of the organization clear, International Network of Women for Democracy and Peace, Duomungu Marceline. Also, there are other members of her party who have been arrested as well, right?
Yes, there are many who are.
As a matter of fact, I should ask: are they able to function at all within Rwanda? Is there any public activity permitted for the party?
No, because the party is not registered. Mm-hmm. So whatever they do, even going to her trial, was considered as a wrongdoing because the party is not registered. So the Secretary General went to her trial. He was wearing a T-shirt with her name on it, and he was arrested because it was considered as a public demonstration.
A crime to wear a T-shirt with her name on it.
Yeah.
Very dangerous. A very dangerous individual. I wonder if we should.
Yeah.
We've have some irony here today. It was noted by my colleague that Secretary of State John Kerry was speaking about the situation in Venezuela, and he said it is unacceptable that a presidential candidate would be subject to arrest in Venezuela. So, if we could just get him to look at Rwanda, maybe we could. Somebody might notice it's unacceptable that Victoire Ingabire has been arrested.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe at International Women's Day, someone might raise that question. we should point out she is a citizen of the Netherlands. I noticed that on the 25th of January there was a demonstration there. Can you tell us about that? Did you attend that?
Yes, I did. I did because, as I told you, we decided that we shall help her in every manner that we can, and we attend that demonstration, and there were many people, and Belgium and the Netherlands are two sister countries, and there are not big distances to go from Belgium to the Netherlands, so it was very good, if I can say, but unfortunately it was on Saturday, and on Saturdays offices are closed, but some members of the parliament have received us and have taken our memos, and we say that that's only one thing we could do. We don't know what we do with the
memos. Well, I congratulate you on that. By the way, I have to tell you that people active here on this issue often find it extremely difficult to address, have any kind of meeting with anyone holding public office on this matter. I don't know what that tells us about the foreign policies of our country, but you've made more progress than has been made elsewhere. I do know that, and did notice that some organizations have made an effort to contact her. A British representative on, I think, the issue of human rights made a visit to her some time back. Is she in contact, by the way? What is the situation in terms of her ability to reach the outside world?
Very recently, a UN representative for human rights went there and met her. That was a very positive point, because he went there in Rwanda to investigate human rights records, and he insisted that he had to see her together with the Secretary General I talked about. So he received them, and they talked about their conditions and so on, and that was a good point too. And I think that diplomatic representations there, the UK, the Netherlands sometimes, and the US, I think that they were attending her trials, and sometimes they go for a visit. But every Friday, I think every Friday, she can receive her political members who are still free, and they have to go through some kind of you have to ask for permission to go, and then when you are the clearance, when you get it on Friday, you can visit her. But you can't talk to her on alone, because there must be an official together with any visitor, so that everything that you talk about can be heard.
Yes. What an extraordinary situation. Incidentally, I should note that Ann Garrison, writing in Global Research in an article in January, covers very nicely all these matters about how she is treated, and of course her identity, which is really known to everyone who's ever seen her and read her. She is an outrage that she is being treated as though she was some sort of leader of an armed group, when in fact she's one of the strongest voices against armed struggle and has advocated peaceful, democratic change within her country.
Mm-hmm. You know that some people compare her to Aung San Suu Kyi from Burma. They compare her to that lady because the situations are similar.
Mm-hmm.
Except for one thing, is that it seems the international community doesn't seem to take the, her case seriously.
Yes.
And but maybe you have heard of Mandela's story. Has spent 27 years in prison before the world could say enough is enough. Maybe we have to wait those 15 years, and who knows, maybe there will be something else, because the Rwandan government said that everything is not over, they can resume the trial, so let's just wait and see.
Yes. Well, you've certainly been doing outstanding work. This is, again, it's Marceline Duwamungu of the International Network of Women for Democracy and Peace, and on March the 8th. Are you giving an award, are you not, for people who've spoken out or done outstanding work around the issue of the imprisonment of Victoire?
Please, I'm sorry, I didn't get you.
Oh, aren't you are giving an award or something at that, on the occasion, are you not?
Yes, yes, yes. Our organization, when she decided to go back in Rwanda, we saluted her courage, and we created an award for democracy and peace.
Mm-hmm.
So it is given on the occasion of the international the International Women's Day.
Yes.
Of 8th March, and then we give that award to any particular person or association which struggles enough for human rights in the Great Lakes region in Africa.
Well, I think that's a very great innovation, and I hope, by the way, that we get her out soon, and that also that when there are gatherings of International Women's Day and other women's movements, that her photograph and her name will become known around the world, because the sooner we get this done, the better. And Marceline, we're very grateful for the time you gave us, and we look forward to talking to you in the near future about your work on behalf of Victoire Ingabire.
Thank you very much, and I may extend my invitation to you for the 8th March, if you can come to Brussels.
I would sure love to do it. I love the Grand Place. I would have to
Okay.
If when I go to Brussels,
so
I'll go first to the Grand Place, and then I will come to see your headquarters and work. Thank you very, very much.
Okay. Thank you very much.
We really appreciate
welcome.
It. Thank you. Bye-bye. That's Marceline Duwamungu, and of the International Network of Women for Democracy and Peace. And by the way, jambonews.net is an excellent site to get the news of this campaign. I also do recommend Ann Garrison's articles. The most recent one in Global Research in January covers the whole subject of Victoire Ingabire very well. We have news, of course, from Rwanda. Front page of Toronto Star on Saturday noted that General Ndilimana has been acquitted of all charges, and this is after appeal, so it's settled. and he was the leader of the gendarmerie in Rwanda. His lawyer was Chris Black. Chris Black has been a guest on our program previously.